1 John chapter 3, verse 1. See what the love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God. For this reason, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are children of God. What we shall be has not yet been manifested. We know that if it is manifested, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. And then just a verse in chapter 5, same book, everyone that believes, verse 1, everyone that believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten of God. Everyone that loves him that has begotten loves also him that is begotten of him. Hereby we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. I'd had this scripture nagging at me, but I couldn't really understand why. I didn't think I could make a word out of it, but as for what we've already had as to ambassadors, I felt encouraged just to read it, dear brethren, because what struck me is that this is the position of every true believer on the Lord Jesus. We should be called the children of God. It's a wonderful privilege, that. It's not anything that we've done of ourselves that puts us in that position. It's what God has done. Those that love the Lord Jesus, he gives them the right to be called the children of God. And goes on, for this reason the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Just thinking about what has been said about being ambassadors and so on, it's a belonging in another place. It's belonging to another family. It's belonging to God's family. And God would bestow this blessing upon those that love him. And it's just that I just had this thought about this scripture. And everyone that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Well, how are we to actually do that? Well, I think as we are occupied with the Lord Jesus and with God himself, it would have a cleansing effect on us. It would help to extract us in that sense from all that is around us. Thought of ambassador that we've spoken about. Ambassador doesn't belong to the country where he is residing. He actually belongs to the country that he is representing. And that is something that is the privilege of those that are children of God. So I would just encourage us to lay hold of these things. And there's a little practical bit in the chapter 5. Everyone that believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten of God. That's the same idea. Everyone that loves him that is begotten loves also him that is begotten of him. So there's that sort of intrinsic love that brethren have one for another, because they come from the same source. Like in a family, quite often in a family you get ructions and that sort of thing, but underlying it all there is a deep seated love which goes through and surpasses everything else. And that is what should pervade in a locality, in those that love the Lord Jesus. They should have this, there should be an intrinsic sort of underlying love which binds us all together, because we all form part of that one family, the family which is the children of God. This is the place, the privilege of the believer. It's not something that we lay claim to, as I say, it's something that God brings us into, and he would delight to bestow it upon us. Let us be helped, therefore, to value these things more, particularly as we've been reminded the world is getting darker, and the pathway for the Christian could become, even in this once very privileged land, it could become very, very difficult. Mm. And we see the direction of travel of government and that sort of thing. Mm. So there is that which can be laid hold of, that which can be held on to, get on to, and that which can hold us together. And it's that we are the family of God. We are the children of God. That's our place. That's where we belong. And God would delight to bestow the blessings of being of his family upon each one of us. Mm. Well, let us lay hold of these things and let it draw us together in love and affection one for another, for his name's sake. Amen.